Thankfully, condition is positive, but the hit by Albert Amora Jr. line drive hit the child, and it's brought up a question about nets, and people are chiming in all over Twitter. Ace says, there has to be a point where you know you're at a game and need to pay attention because you may get hit with something. You're not going to actually watch the game, stay home, and chat with your friends. Gentlemen.
It's become a stupid scenario. It's correct. Become a ridiculously stupid narrative. Times change. There are more things now that we're looking at our phones. They're making the stadium experience more fun for people. I mean, that is such an old crotchety take that just actually makes me sick that people still talk about it.
And it's rare. Like, baseball guy now or girl right now sounds a lot like hockey guy or girl sounded years ago when they put the nets in there. It was like, well, pay attention to the puck. That thing comes flying at you. I'm sorry. I'm not athletic enough to get out of the way.
I see no argument against this in any way, shape, or form that you can really justify if you really think about it.
Well, Twitter is an interesting place. Gerald says, well, if a child smash face is a reason for families not to go to games, I spend at least $4,500 on seats for myself at Minute Maid a season. They'll lose that if I have to sit behind netting.
You know what? If you're paying $4,500 for your seats, I don't believe you for one second. Twitter's my favorite place for fake outrage, where people are so angry until the next day they get angry about something else. They forgot what they were angry about the day before. And that is the prime example of that. If you're paying $4,500 to go to a ball game, you're not giving up those seats for netting. Don't kid yourself. We're back in 10 seconds.
ESPN Sacramento, now available on the new radio.com app and on air at Sacramento's ESPN 1320.
Kawhi quote.
You get to live in a city, see how, you know, guys or girls wearing hats.
Or magic tweet.
I'm not going to be here.
People in hats. I love this guy so much. Go Look and Win goes brought to you by AutoZone. Finding out why your check engine light is on can save you a lot of time and money down the road. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you troubleshoot the real problem of your check engine light. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
All right, Golic and Wingo here with you. We like to try out new things, and we like game shows on this show. So one of our crack staff has come up with a brilliant game that we're going to try and play right now. And Jason Fitz, would you like to explain what we're doing here?
Yeah, first and foremost, gentlemen, don't mess this up for me. Someday I want to host a bad game show that's buried at the middle of the night
what?
On Game Show
You
Network.
Are now about are to right host now. A bad game show.
Yes, that
right
is amazing.
In the middle of the day.
Welcome, everyone, to Kawhi Quote or Magic Tweet, where we put the generic drab answers of Kawhi Leonard up against the painfully obvious tweets of Magic Johnson. I'm going to read you some anonymous quotes. You then will confer together like Family Feud. Think of it that way. And you guys as a team will decide if it's a Kawhi quote or a Magic tweet. Then we will play a spectacular sound to let you know if you have gotten the answer correct. Are you ready, gentlemen?
We are ready. We are ready.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. The first one. All right. This is a quote. The only bad thing about the All-Star game in Toronto is it's 14 below. But the city of Toronto is beautiful.
You know, I mean, all right, don't you think they want to sucker us into thinking that that's Kawhi?
No,
and somehow, some way, could be a magic tweet.
I feel there's nothing about that.
Yeah,
as something that Kawhi would say. I feel very strongly that's a magic.
This is looks like the exact thing Magic quit his job for. Yeah. Magic Johnson tweet.
Would it change your mind that I tell you it's from 2016, a year where Kawhi was an All-Star?
It's a Magic Johnson tweet.
Magic Johnson.
Final
tweet.
Answer.
Final answer. Magic Johnson.
It tweet. Is.
I'm not going to be here.
Magic Johnson tweet. The team is 1-for-1
let's
so
go.
Far on Kawhi quote or Magic tweet.
Let's go. What's
starting
next?
Off
magic
hot.
Man.
Good answer. Good answer. Next up, the Sixers were a great team. Very talented. This is game 7. No one wants to lose. Everything's on the line.
All right. So in those three lines, you have 1, 2, 3, 4. What's the word on cliches? Yeah. Sixers are a great team. This is game 7. No one wants to lose. Everything's on the line. Kawhi.
Kawhi all the way.
Man, you guys don't think this is a Magic Johnson tweet?
Unless they do the entire thing in Magic Johnson tweets, I feel like this is the Kawhi.
I do feel like this is Kawhi. You're not sold,
no,
huh?
I guess it's just because he's involved. I'm a little less on it than you guys, but
okay.
I'll go with the group. I'll go Kawhi.
We'll take Kawhi. We'll go Kawhi.
Final answer, Kawhi.
Kawhi.
And it is...
Good answer.
Right. Yeah. There we go. Continues to crush on Kawhi quote or Magic tweet. Next up. Joel Embiid played great. He made his presence felt, got to the free throw line, made some big threes, had 5 blocks tonight. He did his job.
I think this is a Magic Johnson tweet.
See, I think this is Kawhi. I think it's too specific for a Magic tweet. Like, Magic, if he stopped at three details and then gave you another cliche, I'd buy it, but... Right. Man.
You're the swing vote here.
Oh, my God.
You're
gosh.
The swing vote, senior.
I think it's Magic. I actually think it's Magic.
Are you willing to go with the older people?
I'll go with you guys on this one.
All right, we're two for two. We're going Magic Johnson tweet.
Final answer was Magic Johnson. This one?
It's my fault.
This one's a Kawhi quote. It's a Kawhi quote, but you guys are still up. You've gotten two right, one wrong, as we continue to play Kawhi quote or Magic tweet on Golic and Wingo. All right, next up. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Here's the quote. The Raptors fans have been loud and enthusiastic inside and outside of the arena.
That is clearly a Magic Johnson tweet.
Is it?
Yes.
They want to sucker. Are they trying to sucker us in? Or is this truly going to be Occam's razor and it is what we think it will be in Kawhi?
I'm so impressed. You now using this, Occam's razor.
You know what? This is a Magic Johnson tweet.
It's a Magic Johnson tweet.
That's a Magic Johnson tweet.
So they're not going Occam's razor.
No.
All right, I'm with you. You guys both said Magic Johnson. I'll go with that.
You guys are confidently going Magic Johnson. Yep. The answer to this is...
I'm not going to be
Three out of four.
Right. I mean, this is my guy.
This is pretty spectacular work by the team. I'm just saying, I want one clap with a good answer. Full Family Feud style. It's Kawhi quote or Magic tweet. We got one more for you. Okay,
right,
you guys are doing
one.
Well so far.
All right,
here's the last one. You got to guess whether this is a Kawhi quote or a Magic tweet. The quote, you just got to keep fighting. Don't worry about the misses. Just execute. Don't make mistakes on the defensive end. That's all you can do. Just leave it all out on the floor.
Every single line is a cliche in that.
To me, this is clearly a Kawhi Leonard quote. It's way too in-depth for Magic Johnson.
That's what I thought as well.
That's what I think. And they're trying to throw me off, by the way, because they put an exclamation point in here. Knowing that Kawhi Leonard never gets his voice to a volume that would even closely resemble exclamation.
See, that's why Jerry is the devil. This was his idea. And he came up with it. We weren't thinking about punctuation.
Oh.
And then he throws a little punctuation in there to give us a little hesitation.
That's to make me think it's Magic.
But I think this is absolutely a Kawhi Leonard quote. I feel very strongly about this. I feel really good about it.
I'll go with you on Kawhi. I think it's Magic.
I don't feel good about a Kawhi being Kawhi at all.
I think it's Kawhi Leonard at all. Right. So do we have a final answer here?
No, I go with you. What do you think it is, Mike?
Trey, do you really think this is Kawhi?
I feel incredibly strong.
Are you above 90%?
I'm above 96%.
We'll be 4-1 with this, if not 3-2, just one above 500,
which
is not very good.
I'm willing to say it's the Kawhi Leonard.
All right, I think it's Magic. I'll go with Kawhi with you on this one.
And I'll fall on the sword if I'm wrong.
I think it's Magic as well, so what are we doing?
I every fiber of my being says this is a Kawhi Leonard quote. Every fiber of my being.
Any chance you're drunk?
This is a big one.
There's always that chance.
All right, then we'll go with Kawhi then.
All right, you guys say Kawhi. Final answer?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah! I was nervous there for a minute.
Not as nervous as
when I was saying I am a pheasant plucker, but I was nervous.
No, don't do that.
I was nervous that maybe I was a little too confident.
Good game, Jason. Well done.
The 1-800-Flowers.com Twitter feed coming through for us.
And shout out to Jer Bear for putting that together with the punctuation to make the hesitation.